The Criminal Investigation Bodily Samples Amendment Act passed into law yesterday. To what degree does it extend police powers to take DNA samples from criminals or from those police expect to have committed a crime?
What it means is that the police don't have to get a warrant or any judicial oversight of their decision to take a DNA sample. And they can take one off you if they intend to charge you, but even if they haven't charged you yet. So you don't actually have to be processed as such into the criminal justice legal system. If they intend to charge you, that's sufficient grounds for them to take a swab.
And that wasn't the case prior to this law being introduced yesterday?
No, it wasn't. And the important issue in some respects was around the judicial oversight, that they had to make a case to a judge as to why it was that a DNA sample was required from you in particular as opposed to somebody else. The Attorney General's Bill of Rights vet said that this was a breach of Bill of Rights. It had serious human rights implications because there was no judicial oversight, and it extended the powers of the police into this quasi-judicial kind of decision-making that they had never had before.
Was this response from the Attorney General's office given in Parliament?
Yeah, it's tabled as part of when the bill is tabled. And so it is part of the process and part of the discussion, and it is publicly available. It was a major issue in the debate around the bill that we had, I think, on Tuesday night.
What was Parliament's reaction to this response from the Auditor General?
Well, it depends. I mean, you know, some, for example, both us and Charles Cheval from Labor, although Labor did support the bill in the end, were very concerned about it. The National Party members, ACT Party members, didn't care. Breaches of Bill of Rights, human rights, are not big issues for those two parties. It wasn't treated very seriously by those who had the voting power. The Māori Party opposed the bill, which was great. But as I say, Labor, despite their concerns, still voted for it. So it's a bit unclear as to what the kind of reasoning behind that was.
The breach of human rights is one of the Greens' major concerns with this piece of legislation. Do you have any other reasons to oppose this act?
Well, I'm particularly concerned from a Māori constituency point of view. We do know that, you know, the police have been doing some great work trying to sort out some of their internal bias and racism, frankly. And that's been good. Particularly the Māori and Pacific Police have been working really hard on that culture inside the cops. But it still happens. And because of the cultural implications as well, for Māori this bill has a greater impact because they're more likely than Pākehā to be stopped and arrested than others. And so therefore they are more likely to be subject to the requirement for a DNA test. There's also an issue around young people. Young people will be required to give a DNA test to be forcibly required to give a swab. And the police will... Normally, a young person's able to have a nominated person or a guardian come and be with them when they're being dealt with by the police. But the police now have the power to say that the police will nominate a person that will support that young person. So it extends the police powers beyond what has been decided in the past as being kind of rational and the best, in order to provide the best protections both to citizens and to the legal process and an effort to combat crime.
In terms of institutional racism, this may be a problem for Māori. Are there any other cultural concerns of Māori that this breaches?
Well, one of them, of course, is around the taking of bodily samples itself and the storage of DNA material. It is an issue. Culturally, it has always been an issue, the taking of material like that. And we've seen it mostly writ large in hospitals where tissue is taken from deceased people and where the whānau have fought very hard to get that tissue back. Sometimes organs and things are taken and not returned, and there's been some very significant cases about that in the past. So there is an issue there, culturally speaking. And it won't just be for Māori, but for other cultures too, for whom, parts of a person's body are to be treated with somewhat more respect than that. The police say that if they do not charge a person or the person is not convicted of that crime, then they will dispose of the sample. But the purpose, the use of the sample has already been made. And so I don't think that that's a particularly helpful response to the concerns that people raise.
Although cultural concerns are extremely important, I want to leave them aside and look at the broader implications of this bill now.
Mm-hmm.
What does the public have to worry about if this information isn't being used to do anything but catch violent criminals? If it manages to solve crime, shouldn't it be welcomed?
The question is, it's not the Privacy Commissioner actually made an interesting comment that it's not a question of like about what people have to hide, but what is the necessity of subjecting, what could be hundreds of thousands of citizens to this procedure and to this investigation of their DNA, like private information about that person and their history, their genetics, their health information, and for the purposes of tracking down certain criminals in certain cases. DNA evidence is not infallible. There are real issues actually as to whether or not there's even sufficient funding going to, I think it's ESR, to support the work, the increased work that will arise out of this. The question is all of that justified? The invasion of people's bodily integrity, the invasion of their privacy, the retention of personal information by the police of individual citizens who haven't even been charged with a crime, and the possibility that that information couldn't be used effectively because the system is both fallible and not properly resourced, is that justified? And the answer that the Greens and the Māori Party and even some in Labour are saying, no, it can't be justified. Privacy Commissioner says it can't be justified. Even the Attorney General's own human rights vet says it can't be justified.
Are we seeing in general in New Zealand wider systems of surveillance?
Oh, I think we are. I mean, Keith Locke does most of our work on this, so he knows much more about it than I do. But I think we are, you know, there's increasing issues around cameras, for example, all sorts of, you know, face recognition software. I mean, not all of this I understand in detail. But there is a greater sense of technological invasion into people's lives. And this bill subjects, you know, the ordinary citizenry to an invasion of their bodily integrity. And that is important. It is important to people, and the public have got a right to the greatest levels of protection as opposed to the state having been able to exercise its legal power to give itself excessive powers to invade that privacy.
One of the things that Labor were concerned about was the bill's implementation. Was there any reassurances or response to queries over how this law would be implemented?
No, and Moana Mackey did an excellent job of putting out those issues because she has a science background and has worked in this area, I understand, about the fallibility of DNA systems. I mean, DNA will prove that a person was there, but and there's lots of circumstances where I certainly can't necessarily prove a person has committed the crime. She sought assurances from the government that ESR would be provided the sufficient budget to be able to manage the processing properly and to make sure that it was done to the highest possible standard, and has not been able to get any assurance from government whatsoever that ESR will get the funding that it needs, which again brings the whole issue into stark relief as to the extension of the powers for the police but not the resources to manage the information effectively. Given it is highly technical, the process needs to be really good and of a very high standard, and so, you know, the scientists need the resources to do their job too.
Has National given any, I guess, detail on when these issues are going to be released and when more information is going to be available?
No, not as far as I'm aware they haven't.
Which is worrying.
It is a worry. I mean, don't forget, there's been an interesting extension of police powers. The police are advocating for these so-called mobile justice units. I don't know if you've heard about that, but where cops will not only, you know, have batons and shotguns in the boot of their cars, but they'll also have these little other kinds of systems to collect more information about a person and then to dispense a level of judgment over certain kinds of crime. So they might pick you up and charge you with something, and then they will be able to convict you, essentially, and mete out a punishment on the spot. Now, when you start giving police judicial powers, which is what this bill does to some extent, because it doesn't require any judicial oversight for taking DNA sample. The police are looking for mobile justice units where they can dispense and make justice decisions, decisions on convictions, not just on charges. You start to get into a situation of absolute power of enforcement agencies.
And the police
are serious concern.
The police aren't trained to do that. They don't have a serious legal background, and it's quite worrying that exactly a set of people can have such wide and sweeping powers.
Yeah, that's right. You just need to have the powers to deal with crime, to lay charges. I mean, there's still an argument as to whether or not they should be prosecutors, that they should rather be investigators and enforcers, if you like, but not necessarily even prosecutors in the justice system, in the legal system. But now it's going beyond that and saying that they could even be judges within that legal system, and that is really very seriously concerning.
Rather quite ominous. Ms. Turay, thank you very much for taking the time out this morning to speak to me about this new law. Hopefully we'll get more information about it soon.
Kia ora.
Have a good day.